Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It is the Bama Online Podcast, this one on Friday, July the 2nd, 2021. Travis Ryer alongside BOL recruiting analyst Hank South, who I know is exceptionally fired up for the upcoming holiday weekend. I'm guessing Hank is a big cookout guy. July 4th, of course, synonymous with burgers, dogs, maybe a Boston butt, maybe a brisket, given Hank's ties to the great state of Texas. And speaking of which, the Alabama cookout, the recruiting cookout, did I understand this correctly, Hank, that the cookout is back on in Tuscaloosa, apparently?
Yeah, it's back. At least I think it is, unless Amari Nyblak got a fake graphic. now he posted on his Instagram on Thursday, his invite to the cookout, which was set for July 31st. So we're currently back in a dead period. Which we've been very used to for a while, but it's going to open back up that last week of July. We've seen that happen the last couple of years. So Bama will have that invite only cookout on July 31st, the night before the dead period starts again. So that'll be something we'll watch, and certainly, you know, we're going to confirm more names for that event throughout the month of July.
So what are some of the personal cookout favorites for Hank South, maybe in fam, for the upcoming weekend? Yeah. Pretty simple, or do you get elaborate with the cookout? What does it look like for the South crew on a holiday weekend?
I'm pretty simple. You know, we do the burgers and hot dogs. I like to do the bacon wrapped jalapenos with cream cheese. Those are always good. Pretty easy. But then, that's pretty much it. We do, you know what we do like to do? Is shishito peppers. Those are really good. You cook those in sesame oil and then use like some sort of dipping sauce, doesn't matter. That is money. So anybody that wants to try something different, shishito peppers.
Hadn't heard of that. You're throwing me something a little bit off speed here. Down away to me a little bit. A little curveball. I like it.
Yeah. Try it out. It'll surprise you.
Yeah, add a little something to those burgers and dogs coming up on Sunday before you proceed to blow a lot of things up. A particular interest here in the last couple of days with us there at BamaOnline.com, you outlined your five who could commit next to the Alabama football program. And it seems like between your list and then some nugget action that we got from site publisher Tim Watts, Antonio Kite, the in-state athlete from Anniston, is he at the top of that list? It looked like he was on the one you gave us, but how close might we be here to seeing something go down with Antonio Kite?
Yeah, pretty close. I think it's funny. Whenever I do these five who could commit to Alabama next, I feel like the same day or within 24 hours, there's like a new name that pops up. and it's somebody nobody's ever talked about or reported on. But no, Antonio Kite, I do still think could be the next to commit. He's announcing a decision on Sunday, July 4th. So we'll be on the lookout for that. I don't have a time for him yet, but hopefully we'll get that prior to Sunday. But yeah, he's a guy we've talked about since, you know, the Iron Bowl. I think, you know, he got, when Nick Saban was on his COVID quarantine, FaceTimed with Antonio Kite or something before kickoff of the Iron Bowl and gave him an offer. And that's a guy we've been tracking ever since, you know, and, you know, Bama was his favorite school growing up, and he's taken to his time. He's gotten a bunch of offers, throughout the last, you know, 6-7 months. But Bama's kind of been right there. He visited at the beginning of June. He didn't work out. He had a sprained ankle. That's why he didn't have to work out, but that, you know, Bama's been really high on him regardless. They like him a lot. He's rated as an athlete, projects as a defensive back in the defense. And he's one of these guys that has gotten basketball interest too. He's been talking to Nate Oates and the basketball staff. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that as well. But he's going to announce a decision on Sunday. Bama, Florida State, South Carolina, UCF is in it with the Gus Malzahn ties. I think Bama has the inside track. So, you know, that's my pick as of now.
And if it goes down that way, Antonio Kite would become Alabama's ninth commitment for the 2022 cycle, and it's third from in-state, an Alabama product. And Antonio Kite, position-wise, he's listed as an athlete in the database, but is this a guy that maybe Alabama's looking at more so on the defensive side of the ball, Hank?
Yeah, he's recruited more as kind of a safety. I think that's where he'll end up. You know, if he ends up at Alabama. So that's what he's been told and, you know, we're recruited at basically.
Couple of offensive linemen in your top five, Dane Shore of Alpharetta, Georgia, couple Georgians on this list. And also Tyler Booker of IMG. Man, it seems like the offensive line continues to be a common theme when we do these on a weekly basis.
Yeah, Dane Shore, he's a guy a lot of people feel like for whatever reason, you know, people will look at the rankings and say, oh, you know, he's a lower three star, he's a three star, he's not a take. But he's a guy Bama likes a lot. He didn't have a lot of junior, or he didn't have any junior film because he had an injury last season. But he had a great sophomore year. He came to Alabama this month, did a workout, and then went on an official visit just last weekend. And I think Bama's really blown him away, and he's really high on the Tide. He took all five official visits in June, so he had a really busy month of June. He's set to make a decision on July 31st, so that cookout date we'll see an announcement from Dane Shore as well. But Bama, Oregon, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, those are the schools involved. And you know, I think Bama getting that last visit. He was also at A-Day for his own visit. I think they have the inside track on Dane Shore. Tyler Booker, you know, early on, I thought when they first offered, when Alabama first offered, I guess, you know, I feel like it was over a year ago. I felt like, you know, he talked about how he used to camp at Alabama. He had that picture when he was just a kid shaking Nick Saban's hand on the field. It just seemed like the Bama offer was different to him. And then, you know, as time has gone by, you know, Georgia, Florida, those have all been mentioned for him. But he took an official visit last weekend, and I think Bama kind of got that momentum back for Tyler Booker. He's originally from Connecticut, so he's really connected with Doug Marrone, who's also from the Northeast. They've really hit it off. I think Doug Marrone has been one of the major pieces that has had Tyler Booker so interested in Alabama as of late. He's really close with J.C. Latham. They're obviously played at they played at IMG Academy together. He considers Latham a brother, is what he said. And I thought was really interesting talking to him after his official visit. I didn't even think about this. We were talking about the strength and conditioning program, and he was saying everything he does at IMG was designed by Matt Ray and David Ballou because, you know, so he's a, you know, he's doing what they're doing in Alabama at IMG. So he would be, he thought that was really cool. And he'd obviously be used to it and know what to expect. So that was another really interesting little tidbit from his visit. But I think Bama, I'd probably pick Bama if he was deciding today. Obviously I have him on this list. I think they're in good shape at this point in time for Tyler Booker.
Jake Pope, one of those recent official visitors to Alabama, the safety from Buford, Georgia, one of the top high school programs in the state of Georgia and the Southeast in general, for that matter. Buford High School been good to Alabama in the past. You can go back to Dylan Lee in the Nick Saban era, most recently Seth McLaughlin along that offensive line. In-state guy, when you consider Georgia, Notre Dame apparently in that mix. What are we looking at in terms of a time frame and a potential pop for the Crimson Tide where Jake Pope is concerned?
Yeah, this one was a little bit more out there. I think Bama has a good shot. You know, Notre Dame has had some confidence. I think North Carolina has had some confidence on him. He's actually a Clemson legacy of all things. I don't think Clemson's offered him, but we caught up with him after his official visit last weekend, and he said he wants to make a silent commitment like sometime this week or within the next 7 days, and then he wants to announce it within maybe a week after that. Or August 3rd. So there's a big gap for Jake Pope. We'll see, you know, when he decides to announce. But August 3rd is his mom's birthday, so you probably got to lean towards that being more the day he'll announce. But, you know, I'm not so sure I would pick Bama, but I do think they have a pretty decent shot. You know, maybe Notre Dame felt pretty confident after their trip. But, you know, we'll see. I think he really is intrigued by the SEC. I think Charles Kelly has really impressed him, and obviously, you know, Nick Saban, you know, he has a lot of good things to say about Alabama. He spent the weekend with Malachi Moore and Brian Branch, so he's definitely one to watch. If he ended up in the class, I would not be surprised. I'm just not there yet on pulling the trigger on a crystal ball pick.
We'll wrap up these five with another in-state prospect and Omari Kelly, an athlete from Hewitt Trustful High School over in the Birmingham area. Again, Hewitt Trustful, top high school program throughout the Southeast, and a program that's been very good to UA throughout the years. I guess similar in some ways to Kite in that, again, he's listed as an athlete, but does he figure to be maybe more so on the offensive side of the ball in comparison to, say, Kite?
Yeah, Omari Kelly, he worked out in mid-June, and he's been recruited as a receiver since he got offered last fall. He could play both sides of the ball, but, you know, he's likely to end up at receiver. And he had a really good camp performance from what I was told. I talked to a bunch of the guys that I think it was June 14th was the day he worked out. But I talked to several of the guys that were at camp that day. And I like to ask the kids that were actually competing, you know, who stood out to you when you went up against them. And I got several Omari Kellys. So, he had a strong day. We heard he had a strong day. This was Tim Watts's scoop from earlier in the week. But, you know, he said, you know, keep an eye on him. He could be close with Bama trending, and, you know, his other school is Florida, UCF. We're seeing a lot of UCF, obviously that Gus Malzahn connection.
The Gus.
Yeah. A lot of these in-state kids that knew him and were close with him. And so, you know, that's not a surprise to see a lot of the UCF mentions. But I think Bama has a pretty good grip on this recruitment, and like Tim Watts reported, it could be sooner rather than later.
We're going to take a break here on the Bama Online Podcast. When we come back, we're going to talk about another UA camp sensation on the heels of a Mari Niblack committing to Alabama after a phenomenal camp performance a couple weeks ago. Could the same sort of scenario be unfolding for an in-state prospect who is on the rise? Ty Simpson, Alabama's five-star quarterback commitment for the 2022 cycle, out in Southern California competing in the Elite 11. And what about Nate Oates? If he's got a scholarship available, given the recent activity, the recent attrition to his roster, what are the potential scenarios that maybe Hank thinks Alabama will consider if it does play out that way? All that and more when the Bama Online Podcast returns right after this.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Back with more of the Bama Online Podcast, Travis Schreier alongside Hank Sal talking some cruton on a Friday morning, the Friday before July the 4th. And so, Hank, as we get back into this thing, you think about a program like Alabama, and I think the perception is a lot of the heavy lifting is done even before the summer, going into a lot of 2022 prospects senior season. But as we've seen here in the last week or so with Amari Nyblack, you still have the potential for these camp phenoms that blow up, and the next thing you know, they're a part of the still forming class. Sounds like we may be in that sort of situation with an in-state standout with apparently a lot of speed. I know Tim Watts, again, had a bit of a nugget for us there with Kobe Prentice of Calera High School. What do we know about this guy?
Yeah, really interesting development on Thursday. Kobe Prentice from Calera, he camped about a week ago, a little over a week ago. I think he camped twice, actually, as Tim reported, but definitely, you know, had a really strong showing for the Alabama staff. Was said he ran a 4.38. And if you turn on his film, it looks like that could be legit. And you know, with Bama offering on Thursday, I think it's safe to say, you know, he's got verified speed. 5'10", 171. You know, he just, it's funny because he just committed to Maryland on Wednesday. So he made a decision, committed to Maryland, got the Bama offer on Thursday. And as Tim reported, you know, I think, you know, I'm not sure Maryland will be able to hold on to him.
Poor Locks, man.
Right?
Locks and that staff do a hell of a job of an evaluation. And then here comes Nick and company
right.
swooping in.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I don't think, I'm not sure how quick it's going to happen, but you know, when Bama turns on the heat here, you know, I think it could be fairly soon in the near future where that Kobe Prentice could join the class. And again, you know, lower rated guy, you know, a lot of these evaluations, you know, our guys didn't see kids for a year in person. So, you know, they're playing a little bit of catch up on some of these guys. And I think this is probably certainly one of them that will need to be reevaluated. But just to kind of give you an idea of, you know, how good this kid could be, Luther Burden, who's the number one receiver in the country on the 24/7 Sports Composite, Bama isn't pushing for him right now. That's not a guy like not a guy they would add to the class at this point if you wanted to flip from Oklahoma. Kobe Prentice is. So that just shows you, if you're a concerned Bama fan looking at that 3-star rating, you know, don't be so concerned with what's going on. So, yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on him. He could be a guy, you know, if I made that 5 who could commit article, he'd be on it. If I made that today, you know, Kobe Prentice would certainly be on it. So definitely one to watch.
A 5-star, speaking of highly ranked members of this 2022 class that Alabama is still putting together, Ty Simpson, out in the Los Angeles area this week, competing in the Elite 11. And it's always interesting because you've got so many analysts out there, and on a daily basis, you see, okay, here's my 11 ranked. Here's my 11 ranked. I will say in multiple rankings that I've seen as early as, or as recent as today, I've seen a couple where Ty Simpson's been a top 4 guy. In those rankings, I guess at the end of the day, the bottom line is he's representing himself quite well among the very best high school quarterbacks in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a pretty strong class. You know, I think we had him at number 6 the first day. And then I'm looking at last night's rankings. It's hard because they're out in California. So you wake up to the latest each morning because they go pretty late into the night. But he's number 4 yesterday. But yeah, like you said, you know, I think Sports Illustrated had him number 1 after the first day, and then somebody else had him below, like in the lower part of the top 11. So yeah, it's a wide spectrum of perception there on. But yeah, like you said, I mean, I think he's having a strong camp. I've seen some really good clips of him. They've been doing their drills, their workouts, they go through with everything. And you know, I guess the 7-on-7 is the next thing up, or you know, they kind of do that pro day workout too. I'm not sure how they have it set up this year. But yeah, I think he's only helping himself. You know, he had that really strong showing at the Nashville Regional a few weeks back that got him the invite to the Elite 11. And, you know, I think this is just kind of bolstering that with where he stands, and certainly a guy that I think will continue to rise in the rankings to, you know, he is a composite five-star. 24/7 has him a little bit lower. I think he's in the 60s or 50s for 24/7. But, you know, I think he'll keep climbing if he continues this this trajectory.
As for another five-star commitment for the Alabama Crimson side with the 2022 cycle, I know you had a little bit of a scary update on Emmanuel Henderson here in the last couple of days. Not the type of stuff you like to hear at this time of year with prospects, players, anything like that. But everything going to be okay with Emmanuel Henderson?
Yeah, he had a little car accident. I'm not sure all the details on the actual accident. I know he's okay. I checked with him, checked with his coach. He said he's fine. They were helping a local farmer or something. They ran into a stopped car in the middle of the road. And it was pretty nasty, but Emmanuel Henderson is okay. He's I don't think anything serious, so thankfully. But yeah, scary stuff. Not updates you like to do or have to do pretty, or you know, not something you have to cover every day. So it's you know, scary when it happens, but he is okay.
Yeah, I didn't like hearing it back around the bye week last season with Trey Sanders, late October, early November, we recall there down on the panhandle, Trey Sanders in a pretty serious car accident. Glad to hear Emmanuel Henderson, another running back of note, looks to be doing just fine after that car accident down in South Alabama. As we get out of here on a Friday, Hank, interesting developments here in the last week or so involving the men's basketball roster at UA. We thought maybe Nate Oates and his staff might have to work to get to a manageable number of scholarship players, but with Josh Primo staying in the NBA draft and Jaden Shackelford perhaps on the move as well with entering the transfer portal, could very well turn out that Oates and company have a scholarship to give. If it plays out that way and you consider just scenarios, options that Oates and this staff would consider, what are the one or two that you think come to mind quickest when you consider that potential outcome?
Yeah, well, it was this weekend last year that Alex Chico was joined the class. So, you know, there's always the potential that, you know, you could get a late guy in the cycle, guy still available in the 2021 class. I haven't really scanned too much of who is still out there, but something that could certainly happen. And then, you know, something we see happening a lot in college basketball recruiting is the reclassification. You know, kids that are, you think are 2022 kids that end up coming 2021. We saw Kyra Lewis do it. I think Alex Chico was a reclassification too, or something like that. But you know, that's always a possibility. Kids, decide to, you know, go ahead and enroll. I think Kyra Lewis did it in August. So, you know, there's still a little bit of time to go before, you know, decisions need to be made or, you know, things can happen like that. And then again, you know, the transfer portal's there as well. You know, could they dip into that and find a guy they want to bring in that could, you know, be an immediate impact kind of guy, to add to the roster this fall. But, yeah, we'll see. You know, that was pretty significant back-to-back news. Primo staying in the draft, I guess, not, you know, wasn't a surprise, and then Shackelford opting to transfer. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of go from here with completing the roster.
And I guess always the possibility you could just go with one under the limit. You know, you don't have to fill that spot, but I think complicating matters a little bit for Alabama anyway is that you got James Rojas now dealing with a knee injury that's going to keep him out apparently at least through the non-conference portion of the schedule. And so it's not just about scholarship guys. It's about availability in general when you factor Rojas into that mix as well. I guess it won't be JT Tuimalalo as a 2021. JT, did he make it to Tuscaloosa?
No.
I mean, come on, Hank. He didn't make it to town?
I know, right? We couldn't find out. Like, he couldn't make that announcement. Like, 2 hours. Like, I did my whole weekend preview highlighting JT.
I know. Tumolo, we did a podcast with JT in the header.
And then, oh, nope, not coming. So, Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know when he's supposed to. I kind of checked out of the JT news. So Ohio State, Oregon, we'll see when he decides. When it, who knows?
So you think that's what I have no intel, obviously. This is what Hank, this is what Tim do 24/7, literally. But I just, on the outside, it looks to me like if it isn't Ohio State, he's staying out in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Is that kind of the read you have on it?
That is, yeah. You know, I think Oregon's kind of made this late surge for him. I do think Ohio State still has the inside track for him. So, you know, we'll see. But I think that'd be the safe pick.
I'll crystal ball him to Oregon with -7 confidence. How about that?
Yeah, you get some meltdowns on the Bucknuts board over there, even with the confidence level.
Oh, well, Hank, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Keep those digits intact. You know, kind of hard to do updates if you lose a digit or two with the fireworks this weekend. So we can't have that. But yeah. I mean, if you do, you can just call me and dictate, you know, and I'll turn it out for you. Not a problem.
Absolutely. But but thank you. And y'all have a happy 4th as well.
All right. For Hank Sal, Travis Schreier, thanking you for joining us here on the Bama Online Podcast. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the podcast? Free, simple as a click or two. And if you'd leave us a rating and a review while you're there, we'd greatly appreciate that as well. Of course, you always want to join us right there at BamaOnline.com. The Roundtable Message Board, the premium message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans around the world. For Hank, Travis, be safe out there this weekend. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk to you again right here on the Bama Online Podcast very, very soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.